This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Declaring that it doesn't get any bigger than this, U.S. President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Lu He, signed an initial deal to resolve what had been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's two largest economies.
Agreement reduces some U.S. tariffs in exchange for what the administration says would be an expansion of American agricultural and energy exports to China. The deal also includes a promise by Beijing to give more protection for American companies' intellectual property and halt the practice of forcing foreign companies to transfer technology. It remains unclear how those provisions will be enforced. As part of the deal, earlier this week, the U.S. removed its designation of China as a currency manipulator. But the agreement maintains U.S. tariffs on about $360 billion of Chinese goods and the threat of additional punishment if Beijing does not live up to the terms of the deal. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
U.S. House Democrats in a formal procession marched the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump to the U.S. Senate. It sets the stage next week for the third impeachment trial in the country's history. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
With cameras clicking, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed the official transmittal of the two articles of impeachment against President Trump for withholding aid to Ukraine.
This president will be held accountable.
She calls it a sad day in history. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls it difficult.
This is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
He says the senators who'll be sworn in as jurors will rise above the politics and serve the nation's best interest. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called for a national unity after an eruption of protest over Iran's downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines plane. Iran initially said mechanical problems caused a commercial jetliner to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel mistakenly shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. The revelation sparked days of protest in Iran as people expressed their anger at the country's leaders. President Vladimir Putin promoted a little-known cabinet figure to head Russia's government Wednesday, capping an extraordinary day in Kremlin politics that saw Putin propose major constitutional amendments and accept the resignation of the government of his longtime prime minister.
Putin said the changes are necessary, but that his proposals will be put to a nationwide referendum.
Russia is faced with breakthrough historical tasks, and everyone's contribution is significant. Together, we will certainly change life for the better. Often I use this word together because Russia is us.
Putin's announcement can only mean one thing, says Russia analyst Peter Yeltsov.
He wants to secure the continuity of his policies. Whether he is going to be able to do it, it's a big question.
Yeltsov, the author of the new book, The Long Telegram Tool, A Neo-Canaanite Approach to Russia, says over the years, Putin has built up the presidential powers and now wants to scale back before someone else becomes president. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A lawsuit filed by prosecutors in the Virgin Islands says that multimillionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein used two private islands in the U.S. territory to engage in a nearly two-decade conspiracy to traffic and abuse girls.
At one point, the suit alleges Epstein and his associates organized a search party to capture a 15-year-old girl trying to escape by swimming away. U.S. Virgin Island Attorney General Denise George says even after Epstein's suicide, his associates continued to cover for him.
The conduct of Jeffrey Epstein and his associates shocks the conscience and betrays the deepest principles and laws of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The lawsuit seeks hundreds of millions of dollars from Epstein's estate in the Virgin Islands, including his private islands, Little St. James and Great St. James, which the suit values at $86 million. I'm Julie Walker.
Some aviation experts said Wednesday that they were puzzled after the crew of a commercial airliner decided to dump fuel at low altitude during an emergency landing, causing a vapor to fall on schoolyards and neighborhoods east of Los Angeles International Airport. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.